57.
Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and that's plenty of time for you to make your phone calls to 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Political issue? You got a personal problem you want to talk about? You want to talk to some outside parties that don't know who you are and don't know anything about your situation? Give you a little third-party influence? We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And as I mentioned, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern. So take control. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Go vote for the show if you'd like, if you like what we're doing here. We are currently nominated for the top cultural political podcast in the world at podcastawards.com. Just go to podcastawards.com, scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see us there. We're one of four shows. You can vote for us. All you need is an email address. So again, go to podcastawards.com. As always, we've got a ton of stuff to talk about tonight, Manwich, and it's hard to figure out where to start, although I sold the story last hour, so I better do it to make good, because it looks like the Democrats are on the attack when it comes to pornography, and I'm sure the Republicans will be jumping on board with this bill, because they're all going to like this.
I think that I might be for this. After seeing the picture of the one-eyed stripper on the internet, I think that we got to cut down on this whole sexual
I think
industry.
You're being facetious. Let me give you the news. Well, Washington from the X-Biz, this is straight from the adult industry, actually, targeting those who are, quote, profiting by exploiting children and promoting irresponsible and obscene behavior. Senator Blanche Lincoln, a Democrat from Arkansas, on Wednesday announced a regulatory assault on the online adult industry with legislation that would impose a 25% excise tax on all adult transactions. Lincoln's rally to support this new legislation...
So she doesn't want to actually stop this crime being perpetrated against the children. She just wants to tax it by 25%.
Well, the allegations, as you'll see here, is that they're going to take the money and put it towards protecting the children.
Come
supposedly.
On, they always lie like that.
Right.
I mean, please, even if that's what you wanted to see the money taken away from pornography and put into some program that was going to prevent pornography from
right.
getting in the hands of children, they're not going to do it. But look, how many times do the American people have to be scammed on this one?
I don't know.
It's like saying, we're going to take money out of your check for Social Security, and then we won't spend it on anything else.
We promise.
We promise. We cross our hearts and hope to die. As a matter of fact, we're going to start this lottery in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to spend all the money we make on education
yeah.
for the kiddies.
Yeah, that's a good one, Manwich.
Yes, let's do that. And, well,
no,
that's true. They spend all the money from the lottery. They just stop spending money from the general fund where they were originally spending money from.
Or in Minnesota where, hey, we've got this huge settlement from these tobacco companies. They're going to give
Missouri.
Us billions. They're going to give us billions. We're going to take this and turn it around and help people with cancer and blah, blah, blah. Nope. That money didn't go anywhere where they promised that it would go. So, once again, yes, they are lying through their teeth. But here's the rest of the story. The Lincoln's rally to support this new legislation is tied to a study by the advocacy group Third Way, whose report exposes statistics linking children to online adult websites. The report's release coincides with Lincoln's announcement. They both came out, I guess, on Wednesday morning. Third Way's report claims that children between the ages of 12 to 17 are the largest viewers of internet pornography.
And come on.
And the average age at which children are first exposed to online pornography is 11 years of age. So you think...
About, I think I was a little younger when I was exposed to pornography.
You think this is...
Not that pornography was the same thing then as it is now.
The largest viewers, 12 to 17. That's a five-year window there. And they're the biggest consumers of porn on the internet?
I don't believe that for a second.
The internet, according
That's
to...
That's a GD lie right
According
there.
To this bureaucrat, the internet has become our new American Main Street, and it's literally transforming the experience of growing up in America in a way much different from the way parents today grew up. Yes, it's certainly transforming the aging experience. It's transforming the educational experience, no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But to call it the new American Main Street is such a totally inappropriate... That's such an inappropriate comparison... As though, like, you know, the idea there is you're walking down Main Street and, oh, there's a porn store on Main Street. Boy, that shouldn't be there. People might see that porn store. Well, on the internet, you sort of have to, I understand it doesn't take much, but you do sort of have to be looking for the porn in order to find it. Sure, you can type in breasts into Google, and you're going to find porn as a result of that.
I think that they spam porn or did at some right. point or another. I've definitely gotten it in my email box.
Right.
It's usually really horrifying stuff, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah.
None of that. Nothing I'd want to see.
Yeah.
But kids have email accounts. Can't they be spammed?
Certainly they could.
Okay.
In which case, it's not the responsibility of politicians and the government to protect your children from this sort of thing. There are internet service providers out there that provide totally spam-free, totally porn-free, filtered internet services. This is something that the market came up with because there are, you know, a bunch of prudish families out there that are demanding that sort of thing. Well, now these government bureaucrats are smelling the money because porn websites are usually like $30 a month. I mean, you're looking at $25-$30 a month to sign up for 1 month of a porn website. Now, the reason why they kind of charge so much is because they front load. They know that most people, I think, I don't know, a lot of people that join porn sites are going to join, like download the entire site all at once and then cancel after the first month.
Right.
So I think that's one of the reasons they do it. But when you get your recurring months, you're still hitting for another $25-$30. 25% of that. That's a lot of money for the government.
Sure is.
Well, anyway, she says, many internet service providers have taken significant steps to provide parents with tools to protect their children from inappropriate material online, and they should be commended. And she's right about that.
Yep.
But sadly, many adult-oriented websites in today's online world are not only failing to keep products unsuitable for children from view, but are also pushing those products in children's faces. Yes, that's right. Those unscrupulous porn companies, when you type in Sesame Street, you come up with porn. Please. Please. Actually, you should check that, see if it's really not true. I can't believe that if you type in Sesame Street, you're going to come up with porn. Anyway, she says, it's time that we stand up and say, enough is enough. Well, now she's proposed some legislation to allegedly fix the problem. She's going to be there's going to be a 25% excise tax on all adult online transactions. That sounds like it's not just porn, but also maybe sex toys and that sort of thing. Requires age verification. Online adult websites will be required to use software to verify the age of users attempting to access their websites. So credit cards aren't enough now. Access to a credit card and the information thereof isn't enough. They want to somehow... How else are you going to check their age? Ask them history questions? Establish an internet...
No porn, but I do have a test here to find out which Sesame Street Muppet are you.
Establish an Internet Safety and Child Protection Trust Fund. The fund would centralize and coordinate the allocation of federal resources in support of efforts on the part of law enforcement and others combat internet, blah, blah, blah. And actually,
I bet Ian would be Oscar the Grouch.
Actually, the supporters of this legislation, surprisingly, are all Democrats. Well, why haven't the Republicans jumped onto this one? I mean, they're talking about protecting the children, and Republicans historically are anti-porn as well. That's just kind of surprising to me. I'm sure they'll get on board here shortly, and then they'll pass all this legislation, and then the porn websites will start charging 25% on their subscription fees, which is going to do a lot of damage to their industry. I mean, it's already high-priced enough. Now it's going to be 25%. Can the feds authorize a 25% sales tax like this? Seems a little unconstitutional to me. And either way, it's anti-freedom. Why don't people just stop? Just stop participating in this insanity. Stop trying to lobby these jerks in Washington to get what you want. And is there anybody out there that considers themselves, you know, a family person, somebody with the values and the morals that are anti-pornography? Do you support this kind of legislation? Do you support this kind of control of things that you don't like? I want to hear from you. Seriously. 800-259-9231. This seems to me just to be total insanity. And I think the adult business should just say, screw your tax. We're not going to collect it. And what are you going to do about it?
1-800 have a difficult time collecting it.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there for you, including a broadband version of the show as well as the dial-up version. So go and take advantage of it. It's free, of course, at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is also brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Friday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So make your calls about anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. We got some emails that we're catching up on as well tonight, Manwich. And one of them is from Brian. He says, hello, I really enjoyed your show today. I do agree that college is definitely not necessary for most jobs. Oftentimes, higher education is associated with intelligence. But some of the smartest men that I've known were farmers and tradesmen, and most never even finished high school. I do have a question, though, about the Free State Project.
Great.
You were asked, isn't the government going to just force itself upon you the way it always does? And you replied that we'll equally resist the government's force to interfere. Because the people that are going to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project are fed up. You got to be pretty fed up to uproot yourself from your life, from your family, from your friends, and move to someplace you may have never been before, in my case, for instance. Actually, I'm bringing a lot of my friends with me.
Yes.
But anyway.
You've done a great job recruiting.
Yes. He says, if you resist, though, isn't this just asking for another conclusion like Waco, Texas? What's the general libertarian opinion of the events that took place in Waco? Well, I would have to say that, and again, that we don't ever speak for the Libertarian Party here on this show, but,
yeah.
You know, my personal opinion is it was horrible. It was a horrible, totally unnecessary thing.
Yeah.
The reason why they are allegedly did what they did was because they were after David Koresh. They weren't after everybody else in that compound, but they managed to kill almost everybody else.
Yeah.
They were after David Koresh. It was a known fact. I mean, they'd been staking him out. They were watching the dude. It was known that he went out for jogs. Why couldn't they have just waited till he went out for a jog and picked him up then? Yeah. I mean, he's not going to be going out jogging with an HK or something like that strapped to his back. And even if he was, it'd be a hell of a lot easier to deal with him that way than it would inside a compound with other people around. I think the whole thing was unnecessary, and it was definitely a tragedy. Of the way it ended up. And it was a result, of course, of this big, crazy big government that we have. Because really, if it was a local issue, and I'm not sure if it was a federal thing or a local thing to start as far as what court he was supposed to be going to, because he originally didn't show up for a court date, and so they were supposed to get him on that.
But I think they had their trials in Texas, though. So I think it was a local thing.
Well, whatever. Whatever it was, the way they went about that was totally inappropriate. So he says, I'm just wondering if the Free State Project's going to be more similar to the status of the way the government views the Amish or the Native American reservations. Otherwise,
probably similar to that.
Otherwise, aren't you just in the same situation no matter where you live under the government's control? Well, I think that in the case of the Free State Project, the government would be wise, and it certainly doesn't do things that are wise in general, but it would be wise if they just left us alone. That'd be the smartest thing they could possibly do. Because if they came in there with tanks what's the worst case scenario, man? Which
I can't see why they would. I mean, it's not like, you know, David Koresh was allegedly having sex with children. Allegedly.
Right.
That's what they're saying. I don't think that's, I don't foresee that those circumstances.
No,
these
and
are people
plus,
that want to return market forces,
yeah.
Put, you know, the right market forces to work.
Plus, this is not a crazy cult, although some people might, you know, some people who love big government might think so. It's just a group of 20,000 different people. I mean, we are from all walks of life, of all different age ranges, from all around the world, there are Free State Project members. I mean, there's like two members over in Luxembourg, for instance.
Yes.
Anyway, from
the Luxembourg contingent.
Yeah, we've got people coming from all over the place. We don't know, most of us don't know one another. So it's not like we're all going to buy a big plot of land and hang out there.
No.
So they can't exactly target all 20,000 of us at once. And we're up to about a third of our recruiting goals. Mm-hmm. We're actually over a third now. We're over 6,700 at this point, which
wow.
is great.
That jumped up pretty quick from 66 to 67.
Yeah, so it's not like they can just come after all 20,000 of us at once. So there's not even a possibility that there could be a Waco situation, in my mind. And if there is, hey, it's a risk you take. You know, you don't get freedom by not taking risks. You've got to go and you got to lay it on the line. Now, thank goodness for us that we have all this wonderful wealth in the world now, and we don't have to lay much on the line beyond our time and our effort. And maybe a little bit of money to get up there. Because back in the 1700s, our founding fathers laid it all on the line,
yeah,
my friend. I mean, they were willing to be drawn and quartered over their love for liberty and freedom.
We'll hang together or surely hang alone.
Yes, indeed. And they stood up and they fought and many of them died. And thank goodness they did, because now we're here and we have what we have today, and the wealth that was created from the freedom that they fought for and won. All we have to do is move to a state together. And then, you know, have a few parties and get together some meetings and go out and do a little bit of political activism to make some changes. Man, that's a cinch. Cold weather? That's the biggest objection to the Free State Project.
Weren't worried about cold weather up there in Delaware when they were across the Potomac, were they?
Yeah. You know,
Valley Forge.
You know that you got it good when the biggest objection to getting more freedom in your life is, oh, it's too cold.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay here and enjoy my shackles in Florida, enjoy all the sales taxes and all the other garbage that they're shoving down our throats. You know, here in Florida, they have a week-long sales tax holiday.
Mm-hmm. People love it.
Of course they do. It's only on certain things. It's on, I think, school supplies and clothing. But the loving government of the state of Florida has granted us a week-long respite from sales taxes. Now, what happens during that 1 week respite on sales taxes?
People go crazy and buy a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. The economy booms for 1 week, and then it's clamped back down on.
Yep.
Bring that tax back. We don't want people spending their money or, you know, making their lives better. It's amazing to me. So, in the state of New Hampshire, there already is no sales tax, and there is no personal income tax. The property tax is a little nasty, but I think 20,000 people can easily handle making changes there.
Yeah.
So anyway,
20,000 activists.
Yeah, 20,000 activists. So Brian, I'm just not concerned about it, and that's one of the things that a lot of people bring up when they're first presented with the idea of the Free State Project is, what if they get violent with you? Well, so what? Let's let them get violent. I think that a lot of Free State Project members are gun owners.
I don't think there's much chance of it, personally.
Not all of them. I think there's zero chance of it. No, I didn't think of it either. But apparently a lot of people do. And people are paranoid about the government for good reason.
For good reason.
I mean, they've seen them doing things like Waco and Ruby Ridge and being violent in Iraq. You know, government is violence. Government is force. Even if some people don't admit that, we've talked to plenty of people that even when you put it right in their face will not admit that the government is force. It is, and most people know it inherently. They know it in the back of their mind. They know if they disobey that there's going to be people with guns coming after them. And
true.
So we're going to have a mass disobedience, mass civil disobedience possibly. And let's find out what happens. Let's roll the dice. Personally, I'm with you, man, which I think there's zero chance that the government's going to get violent. It'd be foolish for them to do that because it would just draw even more attention to us. That's why I said the best thing for them to do is to just pretend like we don't exist.
Of course, Waco was pretty foolish.
Yes, absolutely. 800-259-9231. Like I said, they don't always make the right choices. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, what's
the Friday night edition? We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for your calls about political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts, over 30,000 for you to surf around through, hundreds of people interacting. It's fun. It's free. freetalklive.com. Kind of catching up on some emails tonight, although, man, what you've got an interesting story about the president of Equifax saying that credit reports for free are unconstitutional. We're going to get into that on the way. But first, this one from Steven. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but it could happen. In this case, he wants to give Manwich some advice.
Oh, so, boy, advice for me.
The subject line, saving Manwich from shysters and indoctrination. Hello, Ian, Manwich, Torgo, and Jason. This is with regard to the discussion about the worth of a college education.
Okay.
Manwich mentioned that he might consider taking economics courses for personal enrichment. Dude, save your money. As someone who has taken three or four economics courses at an establishment university, I can tell you that it was completely fraudulent. On day one of microeconomics, the professor said that he could probably spend a good portion of the course talking about the definition of money, because it's such an intricate subject, and so on and so forth. But let's just get into the meat of microeconomics, yada yada yada. In light of what I've learned in independent study in recent months, I'm now of the opinion that he was, well, lying. I don't remember anything about microeconomics. What I remember was the following semester in macroeconomics, which was when they first got into that oh-so-brilliant darling of the establishment, John Maynard Keynes, after which it was all Keynes all the time. In a nutshell, Keynes was the economist who told the government what it wanted to hear, namely, that it should centrally plan the financial system and get ever deeper into debt, because in his famous words, in the long run, we're all dead, right? It's bad enough that my public high school never mentioned the existence of Adam Smith. What's worse is when you pay for a university education and they don't even mention the names of free market thinkers like Ludwig von Mises, who knew that money is simply anything that's widely accepted as a means of facilitating exchange that no one should be able to extort from anyone else. I'll repeat that. Money, according to Ludwig von Mises, a free market thinker, economist, he knew money is simply anything that's widely accepted as a means of facilitating exchange, so to make trade happen.
Sure, or something that a third party sort of would take.
Right. So that no one should be able to extort from anyone else. Anyway, my point is that I can assure you that you can get a complete economics education from the Mises.org, M-I-S-E-S.org website, and some of the resources linked there. You'll be much richer, both intellectually and financially, as a result. So, his suggestion, stay away from school if you want to learn about economics. Because it's, and it makes sense, really. I mean, when you go and you look at the makeup of educational institutions, they're mostly run by socialists.
That's true.
Do you want them teaching you about the economy?
Not really.
All right. 800-259-9231. So tell me about Equifax, Manwich. President of Equifax.
Now, it didn't say unconstitutionally, it said un-American.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Under the Fair and Accurate Credit Transaction Act, the federal law that went into effect last December, credit agencies are required to give consumers a free copy of their credit report every 12 months upon request.
Okay.
So consumers can check for inaccuracies and fraud. This week, Equifax CEO Thomas Chapman called the law unconstitutional. I guess he did call it unconstitutional.
Hmm.
And contrary to the American way, because it requires a company to give away its product, cutting into its profits rather than deal with such excessive legislation.
He is correct.
I wonder, though. It's like they collect information on people.
Right.
It's my information you're collecting and then sort of selling back to me.
Hmm. Well, I also wonder, you know, how tied in to the government are these organizations, Equifax and credit, you know,
I'm not saying he's completely wrong. I'm just I'm asking questions.
No, I agree with that. I think that he's right on the face of this issue. Yeah, it's wrong for the government to force a company to give away its products.
Right.
I mean, that's the equivalent of saying to Taco Bell, we've passed a law, and now on the first Monday of every month, you have to give everyone a free taco. So, I mean, it's that asinine when
yes.
you look at it that way. However, it makes me wonder, you know, credit is such a big deal in America, right? I mean, it's huge. People, they love their credit. They
yeah.
love using their credit. It follows you. And
It's a means of exchange to some extent.
Right.
I mean, it is money to some extent.
So I wonder if the only way this guy could really claim that this is unconstitutional and un-American is if he has no other dealings whatsoever with the federal government. Do you think that's the case with a credit union like that? Or credit, whatever they call them?
Credit reporting agency.
I'm betting they've got some ties with the federal government. I'm betting there's been some legislation that they've had pushed through.
Mm.
You know? I don't know if there's... I don't know what it is, because I'm not a banker, I'm not a credit person, I'm
right.
not a financial person, but just
and
knowing...
I'm sure some of our listeners know, though.
Knowing the influence and the size of these organizations, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, those are
yeah.
the three big boys, just knowing how widely spread they are and how dug into people's lives they are, it makes me feel like there's got to be some sort of buddy-buddy thing going on with them and the, you know, the federal government. I mean, if you're Equifax and you have no ties to the federal government, you've never lobbied them for any sort of legislation, and then they pass a law like this, certainly I would be outraged. But I find myself questioning that one.
Yeah.
I really do. So, is that it?
That's pretty much it.
Okay. 800-259-9231.
I didn't like my little article.
That's it. That's all I got to say about it.
You come up with a better article.
If you've
then.
Got a comment.
Punk.
Oh, I've got plenty of articles, Mr. Manwich. We got all kinds of good stuff, including Flex Your Rights, which is a really cool organization. They created the Busted video. Have you seen this, Manwich?
The Busted video? Yes.
Yeah. It's basically,
matter of fact, I got it from you.
Yes, you did. It is a video.
Oh, you just want to see whether I looked at it or not.
It's about 45 minutes long, and it was created by an organization called Flex Your Rights. It's a group that informs people, informs Americans specifically, about the rights that they have and how to, well, flex them and show them off and let the government and specifically the cops know that you know you have rights.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they are. And you know how to use them. Well, now... They are at it again. This time they're taking on the New York subway system, which has introduced random, suspicionless searches, and unconstitutional, I might add.
I don't know if they're unconstitutional because it's a government means of transportation. You know, I mean...
It doesn't mean that they get to violate the Constitution because you're on government property.
I guess that would be the reason why they wouldn't be.
That's where the Constitution should be held the most sacred.
I wish they'd have been a little clearer with that whole unreasonable search and seizure part.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True. Good point. It's one of those damn loopholes.
Yes.
While the group
doesn't seem unreasonable to us.
Yeah, right? While the group is careful to make clear it takes no position on the usefulness of the searches in preventing potential attacks, it's not about to let a terror scare erode the U.S. Constitution. First off, people in New York are free to refuse to be searched. The group notes, citing the police directive saying that people who refuse to be searched are free to leave the subway system.
I believe they're escorted is what I've heard.
Probably.
NPR.
And that refusing a search, quote, shall not constitute probable cause for an arrest or reasonable suspicion for a forcible stop. If they do agree to be searched, then they don't have to answer any questions, including their name or nationality. Neither do they have to produce identification. In the event of an arrest, the group counsels do not resist. And certainly don't run into the subway station after refusing a search.
No, not a good idea.
Because you might be shot to death, as happened recently over in Britain, apparently. If you think you've been abused, keep quiet, keep your eyes open, and then report it to the proper authorities as though they'll do anything about
yes.
it. But what is the best about this article?
You don't see anything wrong here.
The best part about this article are the responses that Fletcher Rice has been getting. It's amazing. We'll come back with that.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We get the archives there. The last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website.
In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. Just scroll past day six, click on our friends. There's a link there to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they will take you to months' worth of the show. All of it is on the house at freetalklive.com. Of course, we're also big fans of Podcast Alley, where we're currently ranked in the top six podcasts of the world. We're the number one political cultural podcast at PodcastAlley.com, so be sure you go and check us out there. You can leave a comment for us, and next month you can vote for us there as well. We'll tell you about that in a few days. And, Manwich, we're talking about New York and the subway searches. As you know, of course, the bombs blew up earlier this month in London, and as a result, security is clamping down here. Gee, that wasn't predictable or anything, was it? So a bomb blows up somewhere else in the world, and that means that there has to be a crackdown in America.
It's sort of par for the course. I mean, we could have expected that. Now, what New Yorkers should do is say, I don't submit to your search,
right,
and walk out and go one block, because then you
try again
back in the subway,
right.
And that's assuming, you know, with as many people as there are in New York, you could probably just get back at the end of the line and try it again,
because you have a great point,
a 90% chance of not getting picked.
Yeah, there's no way that that's like a tip for a terrorist, man. You better be careful with that sort of thing.
Well, the thing is
they would figure that out.
The terrorists aren't going to go anyway,
right? Or they'll just blow it up when they start searching the bag or whatever. You know?
Right.
They don't care.
The blowing up of the of these bombs on the subways weren't like wasn't like blowing up these airplanes. The airplanes killed 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
The bombs on the subways killed 32. Now you're relegated. The reason the airplanes, you were able to fly these big things into buildings. Subways don't come off the tracks, people.
Right.
You know, the most you can do with them is kill 30, 40, 50 people.
So what's it mean? Doesn't make a difference.
That's not a tragedy.
It doesn't make a difference if you blow it up while you're on the actual subway
right.
car or actually on the platform.
Or the platform. It's just as packed on the platform.
Right.
You know, if you're living in Kansas, you may not realize that, but in New York City,
it's busy.
There's a whole lot of people down there.
So
Most of them down that subway smell like urine.
Flex Your Rights is a group that is letting people know that they actually have rights, and then they're letting them know how to exercise those rights. And in this case, they're letting people know that in New York City, you don't have to submit to these searches. You can, as you put it, Manwich, turn around and walk out of the subway and then walk down a block and get back in and try again. But what's interesting here is they posted this this information on their website, and I think it is, FlexYourRights.org. What's most interesting is some of the responses that they're getting, because it's apparently it's a blog, and so you can comment once the initial post happens. Anybody who's reading can leave a comment. So they're getting responses from brilliant people like this. We are at war, a-hole! Screw you and the ACLU!
That kind of rhymes.
You, my friend, are bigger scum than the terrorists are. You live in a free country where the sky is the limit, and you're, spelled Y-O-U-R, not happy with anything. You live in a free country, man. Which that guy said so.
You're right. He said you're free, but you have to let them look in your bag if you want
right.
to go on the subway.
Well, that's not free. Apparently, the best or rather worst response that they've gotten so far came in the form of a voicemail message from a self-identified angry New Yorker. That morning after the subway guide was released, the anonymous phone caller expressed his opposition to terrorism by saying that he hoped the terrorists would successfully perpetrate terrorism by dropping a bomb on the Flex Your Right staff's homes. Boy,
gosh.
These people are wonderful Americans, aren't they?
Well, they're just warmongers.
Most of the emails were not...
So many people think that war's really a great answer.
Yeah. And this is war on our own people, is what it is. Most of the emails were not hate mail, of course, and a lot of people have visited the website since the section was unveiled. Their website hits have quintupled, apparently, which is good news. And actually, I was kind of scrolling through their blog here to see what kind of responses they've gotten, and here's one of them. Why not cooperate in the first place? And I love it, because all of these critical responses are almost all anonymous. What's with you guys? What do you got to hide? Are you a coward? You can't put your real name and your email address on there? Well, they say, the police are there trying to protect you from terrorists. So you want to spread information on how to not cooperate with them? How does this help? What do you propose they do instead of random searches? Is it your right to have the police not to look through your stuff worth risking the lives of hundreds of people?
Well, I think that person is making an excellent point.
Hmm.
The fact is that the war on terror is the perfect way that that the police can take the rights away from reasonable people.
Mm-hmm.
That really is. You know, since we're over in Iraq, fighting these people, creating more terrorists, having all kinds of, you know, terrorists. I mean, they're created. We got statistics that say that most of the fighters in Iraq are first-time fighters.
Right.
So they're creating terrorists. So, of course, we have to look through people's bags. But I propose we get the heck out of Iraq and stop, you know, and the other 130 nations that we're in, and stop creating enemies all across the world. Then we won't have to have the police look in the bags. See, that's the clever ploy here. They've created a worldwide situation where, yes,
right.
your rights do have to be taken away in order for this system to make any sense.
Right. What else could they do?
What else could they do?
Well, they could, yeah, as you said, bring everybody home and stop being warmongers around the world. Let's go to the phones to the fun to Mark in Las Vegas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
I heard you reading that email, and that one person saying that, there's a lot of interference with the phone line.
Yeah, well, actually, it's music.
We call it rock and roll music.
I was hoping you'd tell us what you were calling about, like, in 5 seconds, and we're going to put you on hold.
Tease it, maybe.
What is that noise?
Okay, we're going to put you on hold. 800-259-9231.
That's the question I ask myself every night.
More coming back. I know it's not Sinatra. More on the way.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of free stuff on there for you, including archives, live streaming, the bulletin board system, and much, much more. So go check it out. And check out our AMP program while you're at it. amp.freetalklive.com is a place to go. $3 a month, that's all we're asking for. And if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. We're still going to give you everything for free, so that's not an issue. But what you can do, what we can do with your hard-earned $3 a month is we can turn that right back around, and this is what we are doing. We're turning it right back around into advertising for the show. We're promoting it amongst the radio industry. We're promoting it on the internet, getting more listeners in front of the message of liberty and freedom 6 nights a week. That's what the AMP money does. So go check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. And also as an added bonus, once we reach our goal, our fundraising goal, mm-hmm. we will reduce the amount of commercial time by at least 25%. And that's a good deal because it means you get more show time.
You know, when we, I made a promise that when we get to 75 amperes or
yes,
whatever.
We're at 57.
Yeah, it's getting very close. We just got another one in. It's not 57.
You're right, 58.
Closer to 60, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that I would show a picture from high school where I have this funny haircut.
Yes, it's a forelock, as you described it.
Yeah,
so. It
would be a forelock, yeah.
Correct. And that's only going to be for the amplifiers. Only the amplifiers will be able to see that.
Only those 75 people will be able to see my embarrassing high school picture.
Exactly. All right, let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Hopefully he's not as confused now. It's Mark in Las Vegas. Mark, you're on back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Mark, yeah, I really... I really want to thank you for that, by the way, because that's what I say about the music here every night.
Yeah, that horrible noise. What is it?
What's on your mind, man?
I just wanted to make a few remarks in regards to that email you got from somebody saying you can get a pretty good education economics at Mises.org.
Yeah, that's
absolutely correct. That's what I tell a lot of people who are trying to learn about economics. So I always refer them to Mises.org. Good start.
Do they make it simple? Do they make it easy to understand there?
I don't know. I don't know if yes, because it depends on what you start with, though. Like, I think certain material, like Murray Rothbard's What Has Government Done to Our Money, that's where I started, and that's where I got hooked.
Okay.
And now I can pretty much understand. I mean, nothing there is hieroglyphics to me anymore.
So
the only part of the letter that I did disagree with was actually the use of the word microeconomics.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't like that word because that implies there's something called macroeconomics. There is. There's the concept of it, but it's really a misplaced concept. In fact, what was interesting, I was having a discussion.
Well, are you suggesting that all economics is micro? Is that your suggestion?
Yes. In fact, I was having a discussion with somebody who actually majored in economics in college. And they were quizzing me to see what I knew, trying to test me and ask me, how are interest rates determined? I said, it depends, first of all, exactly. If you're talking about the federal funds rate, that's, created by, that's centrally determined. But,
right. It should be created with competition. I wish we had more time, Mark. Thanks for the call, man. We are out for tonight. We are done, Manwich.
Yes, over.
I just wanted to remind you, though, that Free Talk Live was brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 888-532-4604. Or if you're in the New Hampshire area, go show up at Porkfest. It's going on right now. 1-888-532-4604, freesteateproject.org.
It's Lancaster.
It is Lancaster, New Hampshire, at the Rogers Campground, I believe.
Yeah.
So we're going to be back tomorrow night. There's plenty more time for your calls tomorrow, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We have a live Saturday show that we do. Until then, it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we will see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us there. Also, join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.